There are plans to build a new police station in North Seattle. The proposed building would have a community meeting space, it would have gardens, a fountain. It would also cost $149 million, and it's getting some serious pushback, not just about the price tag. The building has also become a symbol for Seattle's racial tensions. Seattle Weekly reporter Casey Jaworks says national concerns about police violence helped turn the building into a symbol.
For a lot of the activists that I've heard speaking in public comment, for instance, they're not opposed just to the price of the precinct, but to any precinct. But the fact that it's so expensive makes it kind of the perfect symbol for this ongoing criticism of militarized police, police violence against black Americans that has been ongoing for a couple years, especially since Ferguson.
Some of the activists have been chanting, "Block the bunker." Why is it a bunker?
Designed to be an earthquake-proof building. The rationale from the city side is that we've got the big one, massive earthquake projected to be coming at some point in the future, and so they want a police station that will survive that and be structurally intact enough to work as an emergency services center, all of which, to me at least, makes complete sense. But if you have a building that is earthquake-proof, then it seems like it would also be bomb-proof, and just in general, like, that's what a bunker is.
So are the protesters saying they'd rather the building not be bomb-proof?
I think for them it's a very effective rhetorical tool because it's catchy and it's very visceral as a way of framing what's going on. It's also true that there's a lot of community aspects, but the building is built to literally be a bunker in the sense of its structural integrity and strength. And there's also this larger narrative that I think a lot of critics are pushing where police have become a military force or a paramilitary force in recent decades, hence a police station is a bunker.
You briefly mentioned community aspects to this building. I was reading in the Seattle Times that the building includes amenities like a community center / yoga room and a park and a fountain and gardens, and that this was a response to people who didn't want just a militarized police force in an impersonal bunker. Do the activists seem to recognize or care about those added amenities?
Recognize, yes, care about, no. And, I mean, you know, generalizations are hard to make, so
yes,
lots of people have different views. But in general, my sense is that this really speaks to the disconnect between sort of what I saw coming from the council and members of the city government who support this versus activists who oppose it. It really gets to this issue of, like, how radical a change do we need to address the problems of policing in this country? If you're more sort of conventional and reformist and taking the line that a lot of city council has taken, the problem that we're facing is basically that we need police and community members to be nicer to each other and just get along and hug it out almost. And if that's the sort of frame that you're working from, then it makes sense that if you make a nicer police station that's more welcoming to the community, then you can deal with the problem of divisions between police and the community. On the other hand, if you're one of the Black Lives activists who's critiquing this on a much deeper level and saying, no, the problem isn't that we don't get along. The problem is that this is an occupying force that is descended from slave catchers who is here to kill us. And so I'm not saying that one side or the other is necessarily correct, but I think that this issue of how to frame the bunker and this issue of, like, well, what about all of the community aspects to it really gets to how proponents and opponents of the project are kind of talking past each other in terms of whether the precinct is part of solving the problem of police and community conflict or is just adding on to the problem as an investment into policing.
Some of the opponents want the new building, the new precinct, to be done more cheaply. Some don't want it done at all and say the police should make do with what they have, like a lot of us have to do. How are the city council supporters of the new precinct building? How are they responding to these objections?
Well, in their minds, and the people I'm thinking of specifically are Deborah Juarez and Tim Burgess, who I've interviewed about this. What I've heard is just a sort of public safety frame being used as the argument for the police precinct, where it's like, yes, there are these problems with policing and we need to improve them through better training and better policies, but fundamentally the police are here to protect everyone. They're a public safety institution, a public service, and a foundational duty of the city to provide public safety. So all of this talk about getting rid of the police or, like, reducing it, that's just my sense is that proponents just see this project in a frame where we're in city government, city government does public safety, this is required for public safety, so we're doing this, and aren't really, like, in a sense, almost aren't even hearing the more foundational criticisms that protesters are bringing them.
Beyond race, the price of this proposed police precinct building has been a big issue. What is the latest, you know, $160 million, $149 million, what's the latest on the city council in the debate over the price tag?
The number is up in the air right now and undecided. It seems like $149 will be the ceiling for what it ultimately could be, but that's an open question about what number they'll ultimately decide on. And I think a lot of that will have to do with how much activism and public comments and public pressure they get between now and November.
Seattle Weekly's Casey Jaworth has written about this proposed Police North Precinct building at Aurora Avenue and North 130th Street. We'll tweet a link out now to his reporting on this, at KUOW. The city council plans to study the racial equity of the building plans, and some people are calling for a less expensive building, with some of the savings going to help homeless people in this city.